Chapter 5 The Phantom's Underground World. When Carlotta's terrible singing had begun, Christine was standing on the stage. When all the screaming began, she ran to her dressing room. She was scared. She wanted to speak to her angel of music, and she knew he would only talk to her in the dressing room.
"Angel, angel,"
she cried.
"I am frightened. Please talk to me."
But no one spoke to her. Christine did not understand what was happening in the opera house. She was almost ready to cry when she heard a beautiful voice singing. As she listened to the wonderful song, Christine looked at the large mirror in the room. She had a strange desire to look into the mirror. As she walked to the mirror, the dressing room seemed to become even bigger and longer. Suddenly, she was no longer inside her room. She was standing on a long, dark path. Before Christine knew what was happening, a cold hand grabbed her waist. Another hand covered her mouth so that no one could hear her screams. She tried to fight, but the person was too strong. His hands pushed her towards a red light hanging on the wall. In the light of the lamp, Christine saw the person who was holding her. He was dressed in black clothing, and a black mask covered his face. The person was looking at her with hunger and need in his eyes. Christine immediately fainted. When she woke up, Christine saw that she was on top of a large white horse. This was the horse named Caesar, who was used in some of the operas. One day he had disappeared. Christine remembered people saying the Phantom of the Opera had stolen the horse. At the time, she had not believed these stories, but now she was afraid the Phantom of the Opera was real and he had taken her. She wished silently for the voice, her angel of music, to come and rescue her. The black figure led the horse to the edge of a dark, silent lake. They were beneath the opera house. No one knew that long ago the Paris Opera House had been built over an underground lake. The black figure put Christine into a small boat. Christine saw the boat moving toward a large house on an island in the middle of the lake. When they reached the house, the man took Christine into a beautiful room.
"Don't be afraid, Christine. I will not hurt you. You are in my home." Christine shook. She knew that voice. It was the voice of the angel of music. Immediately, Christine knew the truth. Raoul was right. She had been tricked. She said,
"You are no angel of music. You are only a man. Take off that horrible mask. Why do you hide your face? If you are a good man, you will show yourself to me."
"No, Christine. I can never let you see my face," the man said. Then he fell onto his knees in front of Christine, as if she were a queen. He cried, "No, I am not an angel from heaven. I told you I was because I wanted you to talk to me. I am only a man, and my name is Eric. But, Christine, I brought you here because I love you. I would do anything for you." Christine stared with shock at the strange man who knelt in front of her. Anger grew inside her. She felt that her belief in the angel was nothing but a silly dream after all.
"Oh, no,"
she cried.
"Eric, whoever you are, I hate you. You made me think you were the angel of music. I thought my father had sent him to me, and I was comforted. Now that you have destroyed my dreams, let me go from here."
"You are free to go, Christine," Eric said. "But first, let me sing for you." Even though Eric was a man and not an angel, his deep voice was so sweet that Christine soon fell asleep.